if your ceiling's sagging down or your roof goes to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Ann Keeley understands the need to have justice and respect in the workplace and has spent over 28 years fighting for working men and women throughout our region. Ann's worked hard to ensure fairness, equality, and justice that all people deserve and are entitled to within the legal system. Ann Keeley will be a judge that you can depend on and trust. Vote for Ann Keeley, Democrat for judge in the 20th Judicial Circuit.
Paid for by Keeley for Judge.
All-you-can-eat catfish is just $12.95 tonight and every Friday during Lent at Iacovelli's. Catfish fillets, fried clams, coleslaw, hush puppies, and spaghetti. All-you-can-eat for just $12.95 tonight
at Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270, online at iacovellis.com.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Hit the B-square!
So hit the B-square!
All right, Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Big 550 KTRS. It is time for Joe Hipperson. He is in the house. He'll let you know what's going on this weekend around St. Louis, and he is brought to you by Oric. They have 7 locally owned and operated stores around the St. Louis area to serve you. Pop in, say hello. Tell them you're AM and the PM. They're online, too, at oric.com. Ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Hey, Joe.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell us.
We've been reminiscing.
Yeah. You've been reminiscing.
Yeah, about stuff from before you were born.
Old TV shows.
Stuff from before I was born.
Probably.
Not specifically.
Well, Bill and
your
I
birthday,
were talking about cartoons.
Let's all talk one time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And Bill were talking about cartoons of their era.
Mm-hmm. Their
era. But their era was also the era of Dan and my son. So that's how we know.
So there's a familiar thing on it, right?
But then everybody started calling in with stuff from Dan and my era.
I see.
Cookie and the
Captain. And now they're feeling left out.
Yeah.
We kind of over.
We were talking about Romper Room. And
yeah.
Well, I'm going to throw a little curve into this. And see, I've been juggling. My kids and I are having an epic extended.
You can juggle your kids? That is amazing. Matt is quite a talent.
You are talented.
You're strong, too.
Metaphoric.
You'll be down at Venice Beach.
Metaphoric, my ignorant friend. It's fine. No, it's a wild, epic, extended, hip, fun weekend with my kids and myself. And I will just say I apologize. I was not tuning in for this trip down memory lane. We were too busy, you know, running and screaming. Not in, like, good ways, you know. Good.
That's all right. I tuned out for about half of it myself. That's okay.
Hey.
The curve I'm going to throw in is being a dad. Being a dad of a 12 and a 6-year-old, it's been a trip because over the last 12 years, I've watched the cartoons. So, you know, my oldest son, when he was first kicking into it, I was trying to slide in a little bit of maybe
some stuff that you grew up with.
Right, some stuff to make.
Good stuff.
And it doesn't have to be like necessarily the really lame stuff from when I was real little. Maybe the stuff that was starting to kick in when I was hitting that age. You know, there's like an age. It's like the Halloween age when you know.
Preteen.
Maybe
12,
I shouldn't
13.
Be trick-or-treating anymore. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't be rushing home after school to watch DuckTales. Maybe I'm a bit too old.
Well,
come on, Ian, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, sure.
I did
that
at 19.
Yeah.
So for me, I did. I tried to slide in some DuckTales, some Darkwing Duck. There are a lot of ducks when I tried to slide in a little bit. But it was fun. What was the. What was the one with Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Uncle Scrooge?
McScrooge.
Yeah, you just said DuckTales.
That was DuckTales.
Yeah. Scrooge McDuck. He was the rich duck, and he would swim in his money bin. Remember that?
And that was the one with Launchpad McQuack. And then Launchpad McQuack, didn't he start doing work on Tailspin? Didn't he show up in Tailspin for Montgomery Jack, the mouse, or whatever it was? That was when Chip and Dale had the Rescue Rangers.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Oh, my God. I used to watch the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers all the time with my son.
Yeah, and it's... Yeah.
With your son.
Right. You will sit down and watch this show.
Hey, son, come in here.
So for me, that was the stuff... That stuff was popping right towards that area where I'm like, maybe I shouldn't be watching cartoons anymore. Maybe I'm a bit too old for it. So... I had some of that stuff, so I threw that my son's way. Tried to find, could not find anywhere. There was another duck one. Man, there's like tons of duck ones. And I'm trying to remember it, Ian. Bill, help
Daffy?
Me out here.
Hmm.
No, it wasn't Daffy, all right? There was a duck cartoon, and I apologize for the impression.
Was
but,
it DuckTunes? Or was
but
oh.
there was a maid that would always speak to the duck, and she was a big, like, big, burly, like, English woman, and she always referred to him as, she would say this, "Oh, ducky boos!" She always called him ducky boos.
I okay? know what you're talking about, because right. the duck was kind of a chunky, and he had a big bill, right?
I think he was, like, into, like, supernatural stuff or
yes.
something, and he was always
oh,
called...
That's... Yes.
Yeah, and she was like, "Oh, ducky boos." Oh.
Yeah.
That was kind of like, you know, what? If you want one day, I could do the entire report in that voice. So I could just
no.
channel it.
No.
Hey, come on. That could be some entertaining radio. I can't remember for the life of me what that was. It. I don't know why.
Well,
just...
go. We were talking about this website, retrojunk.com.
Retrojunk.
It's got all those shows from the 70s, 80s, 90s.
I tell you what, though. If you could do that impression while you're juggling your kids, you could probably be on X Factor.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Pretty well.
Oh, there's a 12-year-old. Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. He's falling down.
How about Pee Wee's Playhouse? Did you get into that?
I tried to.
Oh, I love that
it
show.
I felt like such a nerd liking it. I was so afraid the other kids would find out I was watching it too. I couldn't.
Pee-wee was cool back
oh,
then.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you are, but what am I?
He was cool, but it was awkward. And then of course there was the exposing. All right, and then you know it's like oh
right
I mean, yeah, but
you
know, that we were, didn't happen until we were.
I no. We were still around the age where we could have watched it.
But his show had been off the air.
Yeah, it had. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because that happened. That wasn't that long ago, was it? That whole thing in the
that
theater?
Was a while back,
10,
man.
15 years, man.
Yeah, we're talking at least midnight. Okay, that would have put me in high school. So maybe I shouldn't have been.
No, and they brought back the old song by the Champs, the Tequila song. Was the how it was like the Pee Wee Herman
from his movie.
That
sure.
movie is still amazing.
Yes.
The very first one. I mean, and it's a Tim Burton film, so you forget just how weird that movie really is. But
yeah.
it's just out
Large
there.
Marge scaring you to death.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Wasn't that when Pee Wee's looking for his bike, right?
Yes, and I almost fall on the ground laughing at the one part where he's got to put those glasses on because it's completely dark, and he has to put the glasses on to try and find, you know, where he's at. When they light up, there's like every animal known to man, and half of them are like stuffed animals, and it's just all those sound effects. Only there's a scream for like 5 seconds. I just lose it at that part, and for the first time, I've actually channeled and figured this out. I watched a lot of duck shows.
Yes,
I never really figured
it
out. There was all these duck ones. What the heck was the name of the one where the girl said ducky boos? I can't figure that out.
So
that's just killing
somebody
me.
Will call and tell
I'm sure.
It
I
wasn't.
Know,
somebody
I know.
Just called and said Darkwing Duck. But
it wasn't Darkwing Duck.
No, it wasn't. No. I know what you're talking about. It's like an English type cartoon.
And Darkwing Duck, I kind of think, ripped that guy off. And I did try, you know, the Pinky and the Brain stuff, the Animaniacs. I tried that, but I think that was when I was at the area where I shouldn't be trick-or-treating anymore.
Right. Was it you Count know. Duckula?
Yes!
Oh.
Yes!
Oh, there you
Count
go.
Duckula. That's because he was a vampire duck then, wasn't he? But he was a good vampire duck. Okay, I got it. Yeah. Now I feel
yeah,
so
see,
much better.
See, when my next son was watching, it was stuff like Power Rangers.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
God.
That's where it all started.
Yeah,
to go
that
down.
Was the slippery slope.
Yep.
When they did, when they went live action stuff, they did live action. But they did that when we were kids, when they had Johnny Sacco and Ultraman.
I'm gonna. All right, for all the Power Ranger people out there, there's still a Power Ranger thing going. There's still kids that get into that. It's every generation of kids get a new transformation or generation. I got one word for you. It's Voltron. Okay, Voltron is Voltron.
That, sure.
Power Rangers completely ripped Voltron, and it just annoyed me. My youngest son never got into the Power Rangers. He says they're lame. Now my oldest son, he rocked the Power Rangers, right? And we had every different variation, same stuff, just, oh, the insignia is a little bit different, so we have to go rebuy everything, so it's got the little different logo.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to do that a lot, and yeah, I tried to get into the Power Rangers. That's why I will say, without, I'll say this completely honest here, thank God for SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, I love SpongeBob.
I think every grandparent out there, even maybe the great-grandparents, but every grandparent, every parent, I think should thank, you know, thank God for SpongeBob SquarePants, because we can watch that with kids. They dig it, and there's a lot of stuff in there I'll just laugh hysterically at.
I do, too.
I really dig that. So thank you to the creators of SpongeBob that I'm sure are listening online via KJRS.com. So I do have a report for what to do this weekend. Thank you for the reminiscing time, though.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
I do dig that. And I still think Muppet Babies rock, so, Bill, you can eat it. Seriously, I like the Muppet Babies.
I do, too. I'm with you.
And I like Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters. I loved that when I was a kid.
That cartoon?
Yeah, because the guy who did the voice for Venkman, the guy who did the Bill Murray character, is the same guy who did the voice of Garfield. And I loved that, because I always loved the old Garfield cartoons, too. So I was a big cartoon nut, man. I've always been kind of a dork. So,
what?
Yeah, I know. Shocking. Shocking that the spokesperson for Angel for Men would be a dork, but there you go. So we got a couple things you could choose to do this weekend. Two films opening up at a theater near you, complete polar opposites of each other. We have Project X. Project X, kind of thrown together by people that helped you get The Hangover. So we have an R-rated comedy. It's got a lot of nakedness, a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, a lot of crazy, just wild teenage high school antics. And the spin on this film, so that it's not like every other American Pie, wannabe, can't hardly wait, whatever kind of comedy, it's done in that, someone's got a video camera, and they're documenting the whole thing. So you get to watch a generic, dime a dozen, raunchy, R-rated teen comedy from the point of view of someone's video camera. It is funny, and what's cool about the point of view of the video camera is that all the regular setup gags we've seen before seem a little bit, I don't know, a little bit more fresher, or I mean, even though the whole concept has already been overdone and used, it does have moments of extreme fun, because typically in these American Pie ripoff movies, you kind of see the gag coming from a mile away nowadays. But when you got the camera set up this way, you don't exactly see the setup as obvious as you would have. So it is at least enjoyable. If you're a patient person, give yourself a month or two, then Redbox it. Same thing. Plus, when you Redbox it, you'll probably get the unrated version, which will be 10 times better with a whole lot more nakedness for all the kids. Yeah. That's all that matters. Now, we were talking about reminiscing what kids get into, what kids watch. Great family fun movie being released this weekend called The Lorax. All right, you've got a couple of voice actors that I could really care less about. Zac Efron, Taylor Swift.
Oh, I like Taylor Swift. Don't be knocking on the Taylor Swift.
I like Taylor.
I know.
Danny DeVito's in it too, right?
I was getting to that point.
Who does the Lorax?
That would be Danny DeVito. Yeah. Okay. He's the guy who is the one who can speak to the trees. So you've got The Lorax. It's a film, basically CGI animation, really cool CGI animation. That's like, if you don't know what CGI animation is, we're talking like the Toy Story kind of stuff, the Pixar stuff. Not a Pixar film, but very, very good nonetheless.
Did you see it?
Yes, and I will tell you that I think maybe it could be the best Dr. Seuss film yet to hit the big screen.
I'm already sick of it, though. They've tied this movie into like every product they could, and it's been. I feel like I've already seen the movie five times already.
This is true, and a lot of the gags you've seen are the gags you'll see again and again in the film. There are a couple that they haven't shown you, which I'm very, very proud of the producers for that one. Ed Helms does a very good job as a voice actor in this movie as well. Ed Helms, of course, from The Office. Very good family fun for everyone. If you're one of those people that just really gets annoyed when you're watching a movie and there's such a blatant, obvious message about how you need to save the planet, make everybody better. Yes, if you're a guy or a girl that watches a movie, like, I'm trying to think, one of the most recent was like Happy Feet kind of did it a bit where they really tried to push a message on you. If you don't like it when the movie is basically saying, save the planet the entire time, you'll hate this film because it's about a world without trees.
Sorry, did you see Chris Rock on the Academy Awards?
One of the probably the best moment of the Academy Awards.
Talking about being a voice actor on these things. And for those of you who missed it, he said, and he was probably given an award for the best
animated film. Yeah.
And so he came out and he said, for those people who say how much hard work it is to go and do these, acting deals for the anime, he goes, let me tell you something. He said, that is the easiest job on the planet. He said, UPS drivers have got it bad.
Yeah, that's work. That's a job.
He says, I sit in a box, and I say, what do you want me to say? And the guy says, say it's raining outside. So I say, it's raining outside. And they paid me $1 million.
I'll never understand why they pay big movie stars to do this.
Because the marquee. They go out. It's for the marquee. They show up for the voice of the guy.
Yeah, well, and then...
you're taking kids there. Kids don't know these voices.
Yeah, but the adults... But
they can promote it, too. Those actors go out and promote it.
The adults have more of an investment in it. Brad Pitt was part of that Megamind thing. Brad Pitt was... I mean, it's all marquee. But I think one of the best parts of Chris Rock on the Academy Awards is when he said, hey, great thing about doing voice work in film, this is the Joe Hipperson paraphrased version, is that, you could be anything. You could be a fat girl and then be, a skinny princess. Right. You could be a white guy and be an Arabian Knight. You could be a black guy and you could play a zebra or a donkey.
Yes, that's right. I forgot that.
That was great. That was very, very well done. Lorax, definitely family fun for everyone. If you want to see a concert this weekend, I have a few options for you to tickle your fancy. Tonight, get excited, Barry Manilow is at the Fabulous Fox Theater tonight.
Yeah.
His last night at the Fox. So far, I hear it's a barn burner, man. I hear this guy is just tearing it up.
Hey, actually, Barry Manilow puts on a great show.
You know, I could get away right now by saying I wasn't being sarcastic, although I was.
He really does.
I'll say this. My Aunt Melanie, my favorite Aunt Melanie, because she's the only Aunt Melanie I've got, absolutely worships Barry Manilow. So I have endured Barry Manilow for my entire life. And I do respect why she likes Barry Manilow, so I get it. So, yeah, I'm not going to hate on Barry Manilow. I will say Barry Manilow did the Kenny Rogers. Never should have messed with the face. He should have gone Connery. He should have gone natural, but unfortunately, he messed with the face. It's a shame.
Now, does Mrs. Manilow accompany him on the tour? Do you know?
I think they leave her in the closet. Don't they leave her in the closet before the tour?
Curious if they spot
Mrs.
Manilow.
Mrs. Manilow pops out of the closet.
We've also got Billy and the Jets at Lemons tonight. Jake's Legs over at Cicero's. Blueberry Hill's got Ian Fisher. Blind Pilot at the Plush Club. Fubar has Burn Halo. The Heavy Anchors, where you can see the britches. Eddie Money in town tonight. Eddie Money playing the Lumiere Casino, a 7 and 9 o'clock performance. Eddie Money. Saturday, if you want to see a show on Saturday, the Reebs are over at the Heavy Anchor. Off-Broadway has the Volcanoes. Hacksaw Boys will be over at Blueberry Hill. If you really pay attention, you'll pick up what these people are trying to put down. Our final show would be Lemons. Saturday night, just pay attention. You'll figure it out. Whiskey Richard and the Buster Hyman Band. Oh. both areas have got some very interesting play on words there. Whiskey Richard. I like that, by the way. I think that's genius. Okay, also, I don't want you to forget that Henry's Humans will be at the 61 Roadhouse. That's in Webster Saturday evening from 9 till 1.
What a dumb name for a band. Yeah. Henry's Humans.
Oh. Usually you pick good names.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a couple other options for you if you want to be out there and see some dirt and mud fly, everything else. Let's say you really get into motocross. Let's say you like, you know, those dirt bike thingies. They've got Monster Supercross. That tour hits St. Louis on Saturday night. Edward Jones Dome. It is being sponsored by the White Trash Coffee Monster Energy Drink. So you can go out and see a bunch. Have you ever seen that? You know, it's the White Trash Coffee. The Monster Energy, the Rockstar Energy drinks. I know a lot of people do them, but good Lord,
I
man.
Took my son. My one son was into that, into those motorcycles, into that stuff. And I took him to one of those. It was awesome.
It's really, really cool what they pull off. I mean, because you know what it's like, honestly? I'm not trying to diss it or down it. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters. It really is.
It is.
Because the things these guys do is just wicked. And you realize, wow, you know, I could go on a basketball court and maybe get one basket in. Maybe I could sit on a dirt bike, but you would never be able to pull that stuff off. So it's really cool to see him do it. And I apologize to all the energy drinkers out there. I'm just not a big fan of Monster, Rockstar. It's like drinking carbonated toilet water, okay? Oh, and that's what you smell like, too.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
You smell like it, too, afterwards?
You want to give out your email address now?
Ian drinks that stuff.
Ian does?
No, not anymore.
You quit.
Okay. Well, he must have heard me talk about how, you know, white trash it is.
Ian's on a Snapple diet now, or what do you drink over there?
Is that what his wife's telling him to do?
Tea?
Is that it?
Green tea?
Green tea.
Wow, he's so healthy.
Okay. And last but not least.
Yes. The epitome of health.
Hell or health?
Health.
Oh, okay.
All right, so tonight and tomorrow. Actually, wait, hold on. It's Friday, right?
It is Friday.
Okay. Tomorrow and Sunday, we've got something very interesting coming to the Peabody Opera House. I'm a fan of the band. I thought this was a huge sellout move when I heard about it. I've investigated. I take it back. This is very, very cool stuff. Green Day's American Idiot is coming to town, Peabody Opera House. It is a Broadway show. I'm not even joking. You got a punk band providing the soundtrack for an amazing Broadway show, completely inspired by American Idiot, their album that was basically the punk rock opera. Best rock opera, best concept album since The Who's Tommy. Really cool stuff. American Idiot on stage, Peabody Opera House. Tell me, man, tickets $22 all the way up to $92. Well worth your investment. PeabodyOperaHouse.com for more details. American Idiot, Green Day's Broadway, huge, giant, massive, successful show in St. Louis for 2 days only. I'm out. Talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
It's going to be like one of those Mamma Mia or Jersey Boys type of shows,
much,
huh?
Oh, yeah, rock.
But they base it off of the lyrics of the song, so. Yeah, I'm sure it's not going to be like Mamma Mia.
No, not quite like Jersey Boys.
Same sort of concept. That's Joe Hipperson. He's brought to you by Oric. They have 7 locations around the St. Louis area to serve you online at oric.com. And at 4:32, let's check in with Mr. John Londoff. John, how you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And how's everyone today?
Good, great. John.
We're doing great.
You know, we're going to start off first with just a little bit of a...
Speaking of ducks.
We were talking about ducks earlier. We were reminiscing about old TV shows and stuff.
And how many cartoons
revolved around ducks.
Yeah.
And why didn't they wear any pants? Anybody ever ask that question?
Yeah.
All those cartoon ducks.
Because they couldn't get them over their feet.
They never had pants on. It's kind of strange.
Unless they had snaps on them.
Bell bottoms.
What are you talking about?
Cartoon ducks.
Cartoon ducks. You know, like Darkwing Duck and all that. Did you watch what shows did you watch when you were a kid? You watched Electric Company? Did you watch that?
No,
Three Stooges.
You almost said he's too old.
Oh,
that's
the
what
Stooges.
You're gonna say.
Did you just say I was too old?
I thought that's what Tina was going to say.
That was like the 80s.
Was it?
Yeah, it doesn't mean I might not have watched it.
With your kids?
Maybe with the kids.
Yeah,
when the boys were younger.
The letter people.
All along, the boys were in town, a little spring break action, and so they came up and we had lunch at another one of North County's favorites, Cugino's. Oof, man, it's delicious.
This is spring?
you couldn't tell today.
No, not today.
No, but I had to put a little extra gel in my hair today with this wind.
Oh, yeah.
Product?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to put some extra product in mine, too.
Did he hang up?
No. John?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, no, there he is.
Oh, the turkey call. There's the turkey box.
I thought he was laughing.
Yeah, I thought something was going on.
It sounds a little close to your laugh when you get tickled by something.
That was pretty goofy. That's a mouth call that I need to work a lot harder on. But you guys are talking to me, asking questions. I'm like, hold on a second. Let me get my turkey call in my mouth.
Have you ever known anybody, can you swallow that thing?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that big enough to...
I have never had that question proposed to me. That's not something that you talk about.
This just took a turn.
Hey, did you ever swallow a turkey call?
Took a turn for the worst.
No, I wouldn't, because maybe the turkey then would get the shotgun and shoot me. God, that's pretty funny, Dan.
But those turkey calls go inside your mouth, right?
It's like a diaphragm, isn't it?
Yeah.
What?
Diaphragm.
Well, I mean, it's like a.
Keep digging.
Yeah. I'd stop right now on your head.
I thought they were made out of wood.
No, you have hand calls.
You have wood in your mouth.
Okay. You have box calls, which are the
box calls.
Yes, a box call for turkey.
I used to do that on the east side.
Oh my goodness!
With $1 bills.
You're on fire.
I'm sorry.
You're on fire. What about? You have hand calls, you have the mouth call, and you have a box call. But now, Dan, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Is that a male call or is that a female call?
That would be a male call.
I think it's a female call.
You want to lure all the males in.
That's the female calling the big gobbler. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that how you get them? I didn't know that. Wow. You'll have to teach me that.
Big time turkey. Wow.
Holy mackerel.
Wow. I'm telling you what, isn't it great to talk about spring turkey?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, let's talk about automobiles. Hey, we just had one of the absolute best Februarys in the history of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, so thank you all very, very, very much, and your unbelievable listeners. And the weather had a lot to do with it, but you know, I think a lot of it has to do with, of course, you know, your listeners and what unbelievable, great, loyal customers they're becoming of Londoff Chevrolet, and having fun and having a fun time buying a car, buying a truck, buying a pre-owned vehicle, and just leaving out of here with a great big smile on their faces. And saying that, you know, they're glad that they listen to the show and glad that they want to come up and find the Chevy that they like. And if it's a pre-owned vehicle, and you check us online at Londoff.com, all of our inventory is online. You know, if a vehicle comes off the transport, even when we are notified that they're on their way, we still try to get them online, and then we try to get them off within at least 24 hours of the time they're sold, so that you're not looking at a vehicle that isn't here. So we try to keep that really Mary Beth. Had a second, her internet team keeping a very, very good job of keeping the inventory, you know, fresh. But if there's something you want in the pre-owned side of life, and you might not think we have it, we can get it for you. We can get it for you, and we ask just a day or two or three, and we'll find it somewhere in the country and go and pick it up. So a lot of great ways that we can take care of your great listeners with their transportation needs, since we are kind of like doctors of transportation here at Lawn Doctor Chevrolet.
What was that noise
in
the background?
Are you whistling, yeah, whistling
what,
too?
What's going on over there?
No, I'm in an office in the truck and pre-owned center because we're very busy here today.
Oh, that's...
I'm not in that office, in the executive office above the service driving lane. I'm hanging out here, and there's that's wind noise off of the
wow.
Northwest.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
Man, it's windy.
Hey, I already told you I had to put a lot of extra product in this hair to keep
yeah,
it.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You were nice, right.
You know?
And you still have, yeah, how
about that? That's wild.
You know, so what's on the agenda for the weekend? Anything fun?
Band's playing. You ought to come and see us.
Yeah, we're playing at the 61 Roadhouse at Webster.
Tomorrow night,
9 yeah, o'clock. 9 to 1.
You know, we're playing hockey at the Scott Trade Center.
Holy cow.
5:35 Wednesday, Whitfield Warriors against the Lutheran South Lancers, and then the CBC plays SLU.
SLU, yeah.
You know, that's the Cadets versus the Billikens, right?
All right, we'll come down to that Wednesday if you come to see us play at the Roadhouse.
Sounds like a deal to me.
Right there at Webster, right there, 44, right by Laclede Station Road there.
Text me the address.
Okay.
I'd come, but I got my first trivia show Saturday.
That's right. Bill's working his first trivia show.
I can't make it.
Bill, you just work.
All the time.
He does.
Thanks for recognizing
Nose to the grindstone.
Yeah.
And, okay, who's the guy on, oh, God, the little guy, Jeezy's and all the, he's on the E! Network. He's
Ryan
on,
Seacrest.
American Idol.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan yeah. Seacrest. He's everywhere.
Yeah, we don't like
Mimi
him.
Mimi says that he does a radio program.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. In Los Angeles, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's syndicated.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a lot like Frank, isn't he?
No.
Ryan Seacrest?
No, Ryan is...
How'd you come to that conclusion?
They kind of look alike.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Yeah, a little bit. Except Ryan has hair.
Oh, that's nice.
And he's a lot younger.
About the only thing they have in common is they both have feet.
A little. Yeah.
I mean, I would say that Frank is, twice the size.
Oh,
wow. I wouldn't have said that.
Oh, man.
You would say.
I mean, he's muscularity.
Body.
He's stronger, bigger, stronger.
Okay, yeah.
Boy, keep
he's
digging.
Taller. Frank's about 6'3", 6'4". He's like a god. He's a giant.
Keep
Ryan
digging.
Seacrest, 5'5", 5'6", you know?
Yeah, he is kind of a...
He's tiny. Yeah.
There was one of the singers on American Idol. No, Mimi, of course, has me watching American Idol.
The big guy?
I watched that
he
last
was
night.
The guy... Ryan Seacrest's head came to the guy's, like, you know,
belly
elbow.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Just like, and even when he stepped away, you could tell it hurt his neck to look up at this young man.
Yeah, they call that guy the gentle giant. Is that what they call him? Mm. He's kind of like Barry White. He'll be the next Barry White.
It's just unbelievable, though, some of the talent that, you know, you see standing up on stage. That never probably ever thought that they would be on, you know, national TV program, and there they are. I give them credit.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she
and when they have American Idol for old people.
You'll have to come out and see us.
Okay, I will. As long as you send all of your wonderful listeners to come and see me.
We will do that.
Come out here and ask to say hello. I love meeting all my customers, but AM and the PM are very special. They're fun. They're funny.
Where do they go? What's the address?
Here it's 1375 Dunn Road in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. And that's at the intersection of I-270 and the Washington Elizabeth exit. Again, right on Dunn Road, with the North Service Road, right off of 270. And we're going to be open late tonight, and all day tomorrow. And
you got a phone number, maybe? Phone number, too?
Here?
Yeah, at the place?
Okay. Yeah, it's 314-837-1800. I know what that means. It's time for me to get off the air.
Or 24/7 at
24/7 365 at Landoff.com. LONDOFF. You know that we've had people pronounce that Landoff?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, how do you get eight Landoff?
Yeah, with an O. I don't get John that Landoff in Florissant, Missouri.
Yeah. Florissant. Yeah.
Oh, and my dad, God bless him, he'd say it's Landoff. And they say, yeah, Johnny Landoff.
Yeah.
He'd go, no, no, it's Landoff. There's no A. Yeah, that, huh? Yeah, Landoff. And I'd finally say, Dan, give it up. He's like, well, it really upsets me. There's no A in the name. He says it's an L-O-N-D-O-F-F.
So, as long as they land there, that's all that counts.
Hey, hey, nice how about that?
How about that?
That was a good one.
Thank you.
All right, kids, we're open late tonight, all day tomorrow. And text me that information, Dan. And okay. Great talking to you, as always.
Good talking to you.
All right.
Bye.
Great care of your listeners. Turn them into fun customers.
Okay.
Hey, kids.
Have a good weekend, John.
See you. Stay out there. You too. Bye.
All right. John Landoff. All right, we'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, new Tina. We're going to call this the
afternoon Turner.
That's exactly what we're going to call this thing, the Uptuck Express.
Afternoon Turner.
A little bumpy up there?
Is it a little bumpy? Got this cowboy pilot here who decided we were going to go up this afternoon. So, yeah, it's a little crazy, but right now if you're traveling eastbound 5570, it's right where the King Bridge merges onto the 5570. You've got a stall tracker trailer. It is now on in the safety V, but you've got traffic backed up onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that right lane is back up at Park, and now it looks like eastbound 40 is starting to back up at Jefferson. 70 still looks pretty good. You do have slow traffic on southbound 270 from 40 down through Doherty Ferry, and it looks like southbound 55 is a pretty good run from downtown through South County at Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank, member FDIC. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, boys and girls, let's see how smart you are. Do you know who won the heavyweight title 3 times? Do you know who won Best Supporting Actor 3 times? How about who won Best Burger in St. Louis 3 times? That one's easy. Cheeburger, Cheeburger. 5 sizes of burgers, 31 free toppings, and 950,000 possible burger combinations. And all are 100% all natural Angus beef. You could have a different burger combination every day for 2,602 years, but you might get tired of burgers after 100 years or so. So Cheeburger has grilled chicken, wraps, platters, salads, ice cream sundaes, and dozens of free toppings. And to go along with all that, Cheeburger has over 1 million milkshake combinations. Now you're a lot smarter than you were when we started this commercial. Oh yeah, for the answers to the 3-time heavyweight champion and best supporting actor, stop in at Cheeburger Cheeburger to find out the answers in Chesterfield Mall, in the Dillard's parking lot, exterior entrance, or in De Pere on Manchester Road in the Trader Joe's Plaza.
At Ernie Petty Collision, people are always asking questions.
How often should I rotate my tires?
Lots of questions.
Is it better to buy 2 or 4 tires at a time?
But when you get a reputation for knowing about cars, people start asking about other things.
Why are manhole covers round? Is it okay to serve red wine with fish? Who was Martin Van Buren's first vice president?
Richard Minter Johnson. Lucky guess. Here's my point. If you have questions about tires, Ernie Petty Collision has answers. And no matter what you drive, Ernie Petty Collision has a tire for you. From companies like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, and Cooper.
Do these pants make me look fat?
I'm not even going there.
For 30 years, Ernie Petty Collision has cared about their customers. And it shows. Open Saturdays from 9 till 1, Ernie Petty Collision Center is your one-stop service for tires, collision, and mechanical repairs. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Petty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count. Go to ErniePettyCollision.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Well, it's gumball season again. And if you have gumball trees, you know exactly what I mean. Wouldn't it be great if you could keep those gumballs from falling out of the tree in the first place?
You can do that?
No, not really. But that would be really cool. But that's not what this commercial is all about. This commercial is about getting rid of those gumballs once they're on the ground. For that project, they're going to need a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. While the nut wizard won't keep the gumballs from falling out of the trees, it will help you clean them up off the ground. The nut wizard is a long-handled tool. You just roll it over the gumballs on the ground to pick them up. When the nut wizard is full, you just empty it into your favorite receptacle. So don't break your back bending over to pick up those gumballs one at a time. Stop by Schnars and pick up a nut wizard.
A who?
and Nut Wizard. Schnarr's Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnarrs.com.
It's a difficult conversation to have with mom or dad. What to do for their care today and what to do with their care going forward. Well, Garden View Care Center is here to tell you about their assisted living and skilled nursing programs. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Garden View Care Center. Their assisted living offers a real difference. You never have to move again to get the care you need. That's because at Garden View Care Center, the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are always available right there on site at Garden View Care Center. Their nurses, their professionals, the staff, the doctors are all right there. You know them, you trust them. At Garden View Care Center, your loved ones never have to endure the stress of moving and they don't have to get used to new caregivers. Garden View Care Center has three locations. To find out more, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Assisted living suites as well as skilled nursing care from the best. Garden View Care Center or gvcc.com.
Get in the zone!
Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. I'm very pleased to announce that we're opening our second location. The new facility at 3899 Veterans Memorial Parkway in St. Peter's is there in the old Red Wing Shoe Building. From this building, we will be bringing the best roofing, siding, windows, and gutters to the St. Charles County area. Lane House Construction is an A-rated accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. Lane House is nationally ranked by qualified remodeler as a top 200 exterior contractor. So give us a call at 636-724-2000 or in the county at 314-845-2166.
Durability pays with a Quaker State cashback bonus. Details at quakerstate.com.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
What TV theme do we have this hour? Anybody got a guess?
I'm trying Great American Hero.
No.
No. No. That word.
That's right.
MacGyver.
Oh, okay. MacGyver.
MacGyver?
That
One
was
of my
a
favorite
great show.
Shows, yes.
I love how he can make stuff out of nothing.
That's what we call my brother Jeff. He's like everybody calls him Uncle MacGyver because he can fix anything.
Large morning show in the afternoon. Big 550 KTRS. Oh, that's an abrupt end, wouldn't you say? Coming up after 5 o'clock in the 5 o'clock hour, I guess I should say, we'll do our weekly trivia contest, our Who Do You Trust? Last week we had a winner, if you were tuned in.
Yeah, we did.
So we'll try and get another winner this week. We got, about 20 questions or so, and we'll do that Who Do You Trust coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And I want to mention, again, in the 3 o'clock hour, we had a lot of discussion about old TV shows and things that we remembered. And RetroJunk.com is the website. RetroJunk.com is the website. It's got all the stuff about the 70s, 80s, and 90s, if you had a particular TV show that you remember. Or maybe just go on there and reminisce. And Ian played a couple of things that I totally forgot about.
Yeah. And if you can't remember, I put it up on the Facebook page. So just go check it out there.
All right. There you go. We got a few minutes to chat, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. This is Barry. Hi, Barry. How's it going?
Hey, Bill. How's it going with yourself, sir?
Real well, thanks.
Hey, by the way, I was going to put in a good word for one of the sponsors.
Okay.
For Zisser Tire.
Okay.
I had sent a customer there.
Yeah?
And she thought she needed a wheel alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, Rich told her, he says, no, you do not need it.
Good.
You know, which I thought was, you know, he went above and beyond the call. You know, he, you know, said, look, you know, it's not necessary. You've got new tires on her and everything's all good to go. So,
wow.
Outstanding job.
Good to hear.
You you know, and I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
Keep up the great work, y'all, and I really enjoy the show, and I enjoy your show on Saturday night, Bill.
All right, thanks a lot, Barry. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. How can he enjoy your show that hasn't started yet? You've been promoting it a lot coming up? Or?
The pilot. They've been playing the pilot show.
We had to do a
pilot.
Like,
you know,
a run-through.
Right, so they've been playing the test audiences and stuff. It's a big deal. This isn't just a regular
show. Well, apparently not. I thought it was just...
No. The debut is Saturday night, 9 o'clock. Be there or be square. So we're talking about...
Did you make that up?
Yes, thank you. We're talking about things from the past. Now you can buy... This is no joke. You can buy the hoverboard from the Back to the Future movies.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
It doesn't work,
but it's not... Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to buy a replica.
It just looks like it, and it doesn't hover?
Yes.
It basically just rolls across the floor. So it's like a skateboard almost.
It's like they sold... Nike sold the self-lacing shoes, the automatic lacing shoes, but they didn't automatically lace. They just looked like the shoes.
Officially licensed 28x8 hoverboard won't actually float in the air. Now, hey, how long have they... They've had 20 years to do this, right?
Yeah.
What the heck? What are we waiting for?
They put wheels
here
on the bottom of it? Little wheels or something? Or
throw some polarizing magnets on there or something. Yeah. Get it to work.
I love the way they write this review, though. The officially licensed 28x8 hoverboard won't actually float in the air, which will no doubt be the biggest sticking point among those impatiently awaiting the device's arrival. Well, you're going to call it a hoverboard, it should probably hover.
Oh, people will buy it just to put in their house.
But it does come with pads, I guess, around the bottom. So there aren't wheels, there are pads on the bottom that will
glide
across your floors as frictionlessly as possible.
Oh, unless it has carpet on it.
Oh, I bet it's like those furniture discs that you can put on the legs of the furniture.
The board also makes whooshing sounds.
Whooshing
sounds sampled directly from the hoverboard in the Back to the Future movies. I think that sounds more like Star Wars. Doesn't come cheap. What do you think it'll cost? Hoverboard. What do you think? Pre-order. You can pre-order it now. What do you think?
$70.
Really? That much? I was thinking like $59.
Oh, higher than $70.
Really?
I was going to go $159.95.
Including shipping, $120.
What a ripple. I can slide on the floor in my socks.
But anybody that orders before March 20th will get a free, smaller 6-inch scale model for their Mattel action figures.
I think that's
worth it right there.
Or a free Ginsu knife.
I didn't even know they had action figures.
Ginsu, did you call it?
Yeah, Ginsu.
Ginsu.
Oh, my goodness.
Ginsu.
I always call it Ginsu. I've never
drinking
said
some Ginsu.
don't feel bad, Dan. A few weeks ago on the screen, somebody had called in named... a maestro, and I read it the maestro.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Maestro.
You know, we all make those little stupid mistakes. Do I have to break again?
Yes, we do.
Holy cow.
Coming up
after 5, we'll do our Who Do You Trust trivia contest. So we'll be ready to call in after the news, and we'll do that coming up. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Time to go back up in the air to Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic, airborne traffic. Tim?
Yeah, we are airborne, and looking at westbound 40, it's running kind of slow now between Hampton, well, a little bit west of the Science Center out through Clayton Skinker. It's slow again, 270 through Mason. Looks like we're running into some slow pockets now from Clarkson down through the Iceplex. And then eastbound 40, that is jamming up now between Maryville Center and Mason. Southbound 270, this is the best I've seen it on a Friday afternoon. There are no delays from Dorset all the way down through Manchester. A little bit heavier as you make your way towards Dorney Ferry, but nothing, definitely stop and go. Now, I got a report that they have cleared that stalled tractor trailer from eastbound 5570 near 3rd Street, but that had traffic still backed up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And in just a little bit, after we make it through the headwind here, we'll check out Highway 70 and let you know what's going on out in the O'Fallon area. This traffic report is brought to you by Chapstick. Chapstick brand asks, do green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Sure, both protect and moisturize your lips, but which is a better kiss? Try it, decide, and tell them at Facebook.com/Chapstick. With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Over the years, Cardinal fans have seen some of the greatest players in baseball wear the birds on the bat. From Stan the Man.
Hit number 3,000!
To Lou.
105 for Lubra!
To the Wizard.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
The players were defined by class and achievement, winning, and they won the Cardinals way. Now in 2012, there's a new breed of Cardinals that carry the torch. It's Holiday.
Bing and a home run! Get up, baby! Get up! Get up! Get up!
It's Berkman.
It's a goner!
It's a hometown hero.
Oh!
You never know when a hero or another storyline could emerge in 2012. Single game tickets are on sale now.
This is the voice of the Cardinals, Mike Shannon. Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
They came from nowhere to astound the baseball world.
My dog does so much for me. I'll do anything I can to give back to him in return. That's why feeding him a good food with high-quality nutrition is really important. But it needs to be more than good for him. He needs to be excited about it, too. Come here. Good boy. That's why I trust Purina Pro Plan Shredded Blend.
Pro Plan Shredded Blend formulas are savory, high-quality mixtures of hard kibble and tender shredded pieces for exceptional taste and variety. Plus, they're made with nutritional extras, like real chicken, beef, or lamb is the number one ingredient.
I strive to do more for my dog. And with the exceptional nutrition, taste, and variety in Pro Plan Shredded Blend, I know I am.
Find the complete line of Pro Plan dry and wet formulas and snacks at your local pet specialty retailer. Tell us how you do more for your dog at domoreforpets.com.
Anybody guess this one?
I know this, and I can't think of what it is.
St. Louis Connection.
St. Louis Connection.
Oh,
you
I
mean the
can't
guy
think
who,
of it.
Who's from St. Louis? You mean like the guy who leaped?
Quantum Leap.
Okay.
Oh, Scott Bakula.
Yeah.
Which one did you... Oh, you played MacGyver.
I liked that movie, that TV show, too.
That was another good show, yeah.
Hey, real quick, I mentioned trivia. I want to thank the nice folks at Lindbergh High School. They were nice enough to have me host their trivia night for their band last weekend, and they were very, very nice and met a lot of really nice folks, had people come up to the table, said they'd listen to the show, and so thank you very much, the Lindbergh High School band. And there you go. Coming up, who do you trust in the 5 o'clock hour? Mike Evans as well. It is 5 o'clock.